Okay, predictions. Let's go with you first, Cal. What do you see this year? What do you see in the next few years?
Well, first of all, let's bring it at home at Tahoe. I really believe we're going to have flooding again. I wasn't here for 1997, and I do believe in patterns and cycles. And the Tahoe Basin, parts of it, and Reno definitely was underwater. 10 years ago, I saw the footage, so I have a fear of that, even though I'm a great swimmer. I think if we get hit with another heavy snowfall, and if we have some warm temperatures right after that, like Dale Shear said, we can look forward to some flooding. So my brother keeps saying, should we get a snowblower? I said, why don't you get a canoe?
Yeah, you really believe that?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I'll put money on that one, but I don't know if Jim wants to bet on that.
One bet at a time, please.
Secondly, the Northern California quake, without a doubt, Bay Area or offshore Northern California. My last choice would be Tahoe Vista. We've had quakes here before, Tahoe Vista and Truckee. I hope it's not here. I hope it's not the Bay Area either, to be honest with you. I hope it is way offshore and there's no damage.
And you're saying it could be either or both?
Within the year, definitely. Both. Offshore Northern California. I won the wager with Berkland last time for the 5.0, Northern California versus Southern California. I think it was in Willits the first time, but the USGS downgraded to a 4.8, and then I got my 5.2, I think it was, offshore Northern California.
Yes, you did. Okay.
Yeah, they have quakes there all the time, and it's been very quiet. We're in a seismic lull right now with the Bay Area and with offshore Northern California. A lot of my forecaster friends agree with me, and we're just waiting for it any minute, any day.
Jim, you believe it's going to be Southern California first, but do you also believe that Northern California is going to get it?
Certainly can't rule it out, especially with Cali going that way. But I'm looking at the list of top seismic windows for 2008 that I just mailed out with my January issue to all my subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at May, June, and July, or the early part associated with the new moon, because the tides are going to be huge. And the moon is going to be very close at the time that it's lined up with the sun. And, in fact, on June 2nd and 3rd, there's only going to be 6 hours difference in time between the closest approach of the moon for the year and the new moon. And that means a double whammy. And also, by that time, we will have had the runoff from the Sierras, adding to the reservoirs and the groundwater table. So May, June, July is really going to be hot this summer, quake seismically.
All right. And Cal, you know, we saw this horrible tragedy in the Indian Ocean with a tsunami several years ago. 300,000 people caught, unsuspected, just killed. I mean, is this truly possible again?
You know, for some reason, I cannot get Alaska out of my mind, and I feel Alaska could bring on another great quake, maybe not like 1964, but I think it could happen, and I think the West Coast could definitely be affected. A lot of people think the next place will be the West Coast. Economically, Northern or Southern California can't afford it, as we're on the brink of a recession, but I just feel the West Coast is in danger for some sort of tsunami great quake, and I'm not alone in that.
Jim?
Yeah, of course, that Alaskan quake was on the day of the full moon, at the time of extremely high tides. And it was also announced because all of the seagulls flew away from the waterfront, according to people living in Seward, and there were rats and mice running around the town streets that afternoon, and a big new instrument measuring the ionosphere on the Kodiak Island saw 100 gamma change, and normally they would see 5 or 10 gammas measurement of the magnetic field, and they didn't believe it. They, you know, kicked the instrument. It can't be right. 100 gammas. No, it can't. Something's wrong. And then that afternoon is when we got the 9.2 Great Alaskan Quake. So, yes, the Pacific is highly subject to a tsunami again. I'll be surprised if we don't have a killer tsunami this year around the Pacific.
What about the volcano at La Palma, and if that ever goes and creates a tsunami slide, an earthquake there too, they say it could wipe out the eastern coast of the United States.
That's fear-mongering that they came up with. They published some papers, and other people feed on it, and they said, the same thing can happen now off Hawaii. And so everybody looking around the islands and sea coast to see similar situations so they can publish a paper. I don't think that's, there's nothing you can do about it. And so it's kind of harmful.
All right, what do you see for animals taking off these days? Anything, Jimmy?
Well, it's not been very productive because there is the economic situation, but used to see 10 cats a day and 20 dogs a day, and now I'm seeing one or two or three. It's not as useful as it used to be, but now if I see it go up to four or five cats and 10 or 12 dogs, I'm going to be concerned. And that did happen before the 5.6 quake at Alum Rock here on the 30th of October. The animals clearly showed it, and time after time. Now, I have all the records going back.
And what do they do? Where do they go? Tell me about what people, when you, just beyond the animal disappearing, what signs are there?
Well, they'll dig holes under fences. They panic. They want out, and they sort of look up at you. Aren't you coming out with me? And you think maybe they just want to go out for the night to, take care of their needs. But time after time, I've heard these stories about the animals trying to communicate something and trying to lead people out of houses and so forth.
Also, they'll be very, very Velcro dogs or Velcro cats where they cling to you. They just don't, they'll hang on to you. My dogs have done that before a quake. They'll just hang on to me. They might be picking up my energy that I'm sensing a quake. My cat is really good, too. He'll be very vocal. Some cats, some dogs are very agitated or aggressive.
That's the unusual. If you have a nice pet hamster, I've heard time after time the hamsters will bite somebody.
Right.
And so the owner, the observer, is the best source because they know what's normal. And if they see abnormal behavior, and that's what the Chinese and the Japanese and people around the world have done for many, many years.
Well, and the Chinese experiment with snakes for earthquakes, don't they?
Yeah, well, that was just natural. They came out of, they were hibernating in February.
They came flying out.
Came out, and then in one case, there was a snake. It was halfway out of the hole, and the half that was out was frozen solid, and the tail was still twitching.
Jeez.
So they, just like people do, you want to get out when the ground begins to shake. Most people that aren't sensitive, they know when the ground is shaking and things start tumbling, they want out of their offices and their buildings, and they run out blindly.
What's the time leeway before one strikes when the animals start to act strange?
Well, it depends on how big the quake is and how far away you are. For the before the Northridge quake and before the World Series quake, we had a 3-week warning and then a substantiation just a couple days before. For a small quake of 3 or 4 or 5 magnitude, a week to 10 days is about it, and that's in the world literature, that's what I'm seeing. 8 days seems to be kind of a magic number. And that was the timing that the Stanford professor detected with his equipment that he was working for the Navy so that they could get the best time for signals to their submarines.
That's fascinating. Cal, what about human sensitivity then? How do they react?
Like cats. No, a lot of people that I hang out with on the slight earthquake epicenter, they'll say they're feeling anxious. I sometimes feel queasy before an offshore quake or a quake that's near water. That's proven correct for me where I've gotten hits, queasiness, ear tones. I don't know that much about ear tones, but I know that when I get a left ear tone within 72 hours, it works. It's like a tone in your ear, a ringing that you hear. And then for me, the left ear usually means the Bay Area or in offshore Northern California and sometimes Japan. I've even gotten hits.
That 72-hour spacing is pretty common, too, for the headaches, though. I've had 17 people contact me with terrible headaches they get prior to local quakes.